In the US, protesters are taking court action and vowing not to back down after being evicted from the Manhattan Park where they've camped for 2 months. At least 100 Occupy Wall Street demonstrators were arrested in the surprise raid. The city's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, says the camp, which had inspired similar protests around the world, had become a health and safety threat. Correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
Police descended on Zuccotti Park after midnight. They told protesters to leave. Those who refused were arrested. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave the order after being approached by the park's private owners.
But make no mistake, the final decision to act was mine and mine alone.
The protest, which began near the city's financial district in mid-September, was aimed at wealth inequality and Wall Street excesses. There was empathy from the White House, with the president saying he understood their grievances. But as the protest grew, becoming a sea of tents and tarps, so too did the complaints about noise and sanitation.
The majority of protesters have been peaceful and responsible, but an unfortunate minority has not been. And as the number of protesters has grown, this has created an intolerable situation. No right is absolute, and with every right comes responsibility. Protesters have had 2 months to occupy the park with tents and sleeping bags. Now they will have to occupy the space with the power of their arguments.
Cleaning crews with mops and buckets moved in, hosing down the park, while protesters began gathering in a nearby square.
It's disorienting, it's demoralizing, it's definitely a blow, but, you know, the fact that this movement ignited a national, international movement shows you there's such a hunger and a need and a desire, a timeliness, that this is wanted, you know? So we're going to continue, we just have to formulate a strategy of how we're going to do that.
I personally feel we should go back to the park and take it over.
The protesters got court orders allowing them back in, but Michael Bloomberg has vowed they won't be allowed to set up camp overnight.
That's ground zero to the whole movement, and if we could just get pushed out of it, I feel like it shows a weakness, and we don't want to do that. That's how I feel.
If you're the public versus people of power, who wins? The people of power. You know, and that was proven last night as far as shutting down Zuccotti Park and, you know, the unnecessary justice of the NYPD force.
The move follows similar raids in Oregon and California and poses a dilemma for the protesters about the best way forward to get their message across. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.